right now on VFN TV. We heard about that in history. They're talking about putting a chip in your brain. Well, Elon Musk is talking about Neuralink, a company he's founded to actually get a robot to put it in your brain. It sounds like the mark of the beast. We're going to talk about that right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Would you ever think the day would come when they're legitimately talking about taking a robot and injecting an implant chip in your brain to help you keep up with artificial intelligence? It's happening. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, this is, we're just talking, you know, yes, before the program about this pill thing about a movie. They
yes,
were talking about,
we'll talk more about, there's this movie that's out. It's called Limitless, old movie, but recommend you watch it on VidAngel. But the theory of the movie is that the person takes these pills, drug, that allows them to enhance their learning capability. Apparently, your brain only can function at a very low rate, but this pill allows you to maximize reading. So if you read a book, you can read it really quick and know everything about the book, or you can watch a movie and on fighting like karate style, and you can know all the fighting moves in the world. And so the whole entire movie is about this guy who excels, and he reads everything. He speaks right, seven languages, and he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the whole quest is people are trying to get this pill so that they can know everything, so they can achieve at highest levels. He started doing it for banking and Wall Street, and he knows all the codes better than all the computer systems because he's taken all, you know, this pill that's affecting his brain.
So, you know, they say that we use only 10% of our brain.
Yeah.
And so that pill was like giving you, I guess, 100%
sure,
of the capabilities. Well, you know, AI, artificial intelligence, is moving so quickly. And if you talk to people who are in sales, I know John was talking to me a little bit about that, that when people buy things, sometimes they buy it because they have a fear of missing out. It's an abbreviation for that. What's it called? F-O-M or whatever it is. FOMO. They have a fear, FOMO, fear of missing out on something. And so right now, you know, computer technology is moving along. It's moving quickly. And you got to decide, am I going to be fearful that my company, that my ministry, that my capabilities is going to be left behind because if I can't keep up with artificial intelligence? You know, there's a difference between a machine, a computer, and a man is you have a soul.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a soul. The Lord came to save your soul. And so there's some things you can do that has nothing to do with your soul. But understand there's things a machine can do, and it kind of mimics what a human being can do, but it doesn't, it's not alive, it's not, it doesn't have a soul. Well, think about it right now, that fear of missing out. We have a man named Elon Musk. He's the founder of SpaceX. He's the founder of the Tesla. It is a driverless car at some point, but also a battery-operated car. He has all these gold
inventions
to go to
Mars.
Mars. That he has a bigger space program right now, probably than the American government. He was part of the co-founders of PayPal that was used today. And his concern was, and we had him on our program before. He was talking to governors in America, saying, you know, you got to get educated on AI because you got to. This is dangerous. This is like loosing a beast, is what he said. And so now it looks like what he's done, he's developed, started another company called Neuralink. So he's thinking, well, I got to get in there and get ahead of the ball here. And the difference between human beings and machines, a huge difference, but one is how quickly we can interact. Most of us are like doing your thumbs or you're typing like this. But he says, what if you could actually think the thought? And because you have this implant in your brain, that it actually goes right into the machine. The machine, you can move as fast as the machine. Well, that's the biggest temptation of all. As a matter of fact, let's go. This is Elon Musk speaking about Neuralink, and that he have a computer right now, a robot, who can inject this chip with wire. It's only as fat as a human hair, the entire thing. And it can literally inject it into your brain in the right area so that it hits your nerves or your vessels. And only takes as long as LASIK surgery. And now you'll have a chip in your brain that can interact with a computer. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Let's go join them now.
The system, even in version 1 that we're going to unveil today, is capable of 1,000 times more electrodes than the best system out there, and they're all read and write. So this is really quite, I think, I mean, for something to be 1,000 times more than what is publicly approved is quite a big difference. So there's very tiny threads that are about a tenth, roughly, of the cross-sectional area of a human hair. So they're extremely tiny threads. In fact, the threads that we have, like I said, even in version one, are about the same size as a neuron. So if you're going to go stick something in your brain, you want it to not be giant, you want it to be tiny, and to be approximately on par with the things that are already there, the neurons. You really need this to be done with a robot because it's very tiny and it needs to be very precise. So you don't want to pierce a blood vessel. So when you each thread, that the robot looks sort of basically through a microscope, and inserts each electrode specifically, bypassing any vasculature, any kind of like blood vessel, and making sure it can be inserted without causing trauma or minimal trauma. So just to give you a sense of scale, this is how tiny the threads are. That is not even a big finger. That is a small finger. These threads are just like I said, way smaller than a hair, and there's 1,000 of them. And this is what the robot looks like. It's sort of quite a complex device, but it all comes down to a very tiny, tiny point. So you see the robot on the left, and then the what looks like the needles for insertion next to a penny, but in fact the actual needle that gets inserted is way, way tinier. It's that little tiny thing at the where the arrow is pointing. That's actually the size of the needle. It's about 24 microns in diameter. It's so small you can't really even see it in the picture with the penny.
We're talking about inserting a chip in the brain with 1,000 wires that get put throughout your brain. And the way the brain works, obviously I'm not a doctor, but you're looking at these neuroreceptors that don't touch each other. But what happens is it fires off a chemical and it causes these two things to meet, and memories happen and movement happens or whatever. And they want to insert all these wires around those areas. So when you have those thoughts, it interacts and causes the computer to do something, or the computer does something and it causes you to have those thoughts. When you take medication, for example, from a layman's perspective, is you're modifying the chemical makeup that causes the firing that takes place in your brain that causes nerves to happen, headaches to go, pain to go. And so the medication is an alteration of those firings. Now, they're saying that you could put these wires in your brain and you could literally be digitally medicated. That's kind of our words for it. And I read this book called Augmented, and Augmented is talking about, and this is our ultimate thing, is the merger of man and machine and what are we going to do with it. That instead of you have all these children on these ADD medications and all that, he had an example where all the kids had this implant in the school system, and say they were getting all rowdy, that the principal would just go back and type into the computer and it would stimulate their brains to where all of a sudden serotonin was released and they're happy again, or they're calmed down again. I'm like, this is getting freaky. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're gonna go into detail about this chip. You're talking about 1,000 wires, the size of a human hair. It takes as long as getting LASIK surgery on your eyes, like 45 minutes. You could come in there, get this thing done. And it's that fear of missing out where people are thinking like, this computer's moving faster than me. It's like, but the difference is you are creating the image and the likeness of God, that you are a soul, that you are greater than the machine. You're creating the image of God himself. We're going to talk more about that. And I don't think we're going to talk about how specifically it was prophesied about that this would be happening. And it's happening as we speak. We're going to read that exact prophecy to you after the break.
We'll be right back. To leave this place the way that you came, you will leave here soaked and saturated and burning with the presence of God.
I believe this is the hour of Jesus the Evangelist. We have not seen him like this since the 70s. There's a new breed of evangelists that are not looking for a stage. They only want Jesus.
And now we come to God and we meet the creator of heaven and earth and we meet Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's an experience you'll never forget. That's why when he touches you, you got to tell everybody about it. You got to shout it from the rooftop. You got to shout it from the mountaintop. I met him. I met him. I met him. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about him.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us and in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So they're talking about implanting Neuralink, the company by Elon Musk, the one that's talking about this SpaceX and Tesla and help invent PayPal, has a way, he believes, to be able to manage artificial intelligence by merging with, I remember he was in Saudi Arabia and they're having a conference, we had that on where he's saying, you know, we're caught down now to entering data with our thumbs. What we really need to do is to be able to think the action, and then we could keep up with it.
But this really shouldn't surprise any of us. No. I mean, look what's been happening in the last 5 or 10 years with technology advancing. I believe it was Elon Musk who talked about that we're part cyborgs to begin with anyway. The phone that you have in your hand does so much more than what my computer did 15 years ago.
More than the actual rocket that took the men to the moon.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so we're so digitally connected right now anyway. The next progression is to put this thing in your brain.
That's our limit. Our limit is, because the only limit is how we interact with the computer.
Sure. We're interacting with Siri now. We're interacting with Alexa, with Google. I mean, just list goes on and on. But it's not just the fear of loss, it's also the desire of gain. People can become wealthier.
Powerful, yeah,
they
money.
Become powerful, more knowledgeable.
PMS, power, money, they not and sex, do it? Right, yeah.
They had this young person, 16-year-old, just won this world championship for a video game called Fortnite. Mm-hmm. 16-year-old won $3 million. How quick would it
for
be?
For a digital game.
For a digital game.
I hear.
But how quick would a young person be to get this digital imprint so that they can win the game, so they can do the next thing?
I heard if you add up all NFL and all the sports leagues and all that stuff together, it's still a lower amount of money spent and made in those compared to what you're talking about, the digital game room.
That's amazing.
It's huge.
$3 million. But are you telling me that if he has a chance to excel and to win, he wouldn't take the chip? This is so close. I mean, we just don't know where we're at with this. That's why I'm glad we're talking about it.
I mean, here we are right here. And the thing about it, prophetically, I mean, look at, I want you to see this scripture. This is Revelation chapter 12. Is it 13? Chapter 12?
13.
Chapter 13. I want you to see this. Prophecy is God telling us in advance what's going to happen so we can prepare. And what he's told us that there will be a time when the economy, you can't buy or sell unless you actually have some sort of system or mark. And it's interesting, they said on the forehead or on the hand. Mm. But let's read that scripture, John. Let's read that right here. This is Revelation chapter 13.
11 through 18. Then I saw another beast raising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. It was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. It also causes both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
So you're looking at that it's a beast economy. Mm. It's a beast that can't buy or sell without this system. And it speaks. I mean, do we have everything speaking? Siri speaks. Google speaks.
Google speaks. Alexa.
Alexa speaks. And they're battling
Cortana
over
Cortana speaks.
Really? So you're looking at the system is speaking now. People are getting, and it's gaining its knowledge off listening to us.
Yes.
It's learning. I mean, computers have only learned from us, our information. Mm-hmm. So all it can do is regurgitate what we actually do. But so you're looking at that we're right, that prophetic word's being fulfilled as we speak at this moment. And so Elon's saying, well, how can we actually merge ourselves with the beast?
Yeah. So many people say, too, I would never take the mark.
Right.
Well, they sell all these wonderful benefits for taking this mark.
Right.
People not knowingly, this is gonna destroy you.
Right.
Don't take it.
Yeah, and you think about it that you just got to make a choice to be okay with how God's created you. When it comes time, I mean, and the thing he talks, what Scripture says, it says that they'll worship. And a lot of people think worship is singing a song. People have been convinced across the globe today that worship is somebody singing a song.
Yeah.
The worship is obedience. Mm-hmm. How you worship something or someone or God is you obey them. So we're obeying our computers over God. If we're obeying a human being over obeying God, if God says go left and the human being says go right, and you go right, you're obeying, you're worshiping that person. If you're like struggle with honoring God with his tithes and offerings, like you're worshiping money over him. He says you can't worship them both. You got to choose which one you're going to serve. So it's not, we've convinced ourselves that it's a quartet coming in and they're going to sing a song or somebody's going to grab a mic and sing a song. That's a form of worship, but it's not as great a form as obedience. So what they're saying is unless you obey the system, you cannot operate. In other words, you have to worship the system. You have to say, you are almighty. I'm not willing to grow my own cornbread or my beans and whatever I got to do. you know, obviously you can't record, but the fact is that it's a big decision. And you're seeing this merger today. And I mean, every, you know, the Luddites that happened when the in Great Britain, when they were bringing in the new presses and the mills and the ability to make textiles, they came in and broke up the machinery because they said, you're stealing our jobs. And today we use looms and all this stuff like nonstop. Mm-hmm. And so you don't know how far you're going to go. I mean, what it is. And every generation thinks this is the thing. But we're talking to you right now because of technology. We're around the world talking to you because of these innovative techniques. But we're choosing to use it to honor God. Yes, we're having responses from those who are involved in the industry, and they're trying to edit us, monitor us, you know, put us in some digital ghetto type place. They're cutting off on some of you guys, you know, that, you know, you're connected to us on Facebook, and we have over 100,000 of you connected to us on Facebook. If you haven't joined our community yet, we have a community. They're blocking us from talking to you directly on Facebook. But if you join our community, we can be talked directly. It's vfnkbcommunity.com. You see it on your screen. Join while you can so we're talking. But they understand. We're watching them now manifest those behaviors that says, we control the system. We had specifically where some of the leaders of this industry said, you know, that technology and the system, that we're concerned about how America's president's chosen, basically, I'm paraphrasing. Therefore, we're not going to let that happen again. We're going to do things within our power, within our technology, to determine who will lead the greatest nation, most powerful nation, the richest nation, biggest economy in the world. That just happened. And people just kind of blink at it, you know? And it's like, so we're getting to that point is that are we going to regulate the system, or are we going to allow the system to regulate us? And America, it's so important to call your congressperson, your senator, and your president and say, listen, we want to have a free country. We want to have the system's not regulating us. We want a free market, but we don't want the market to rule us. The new kings today, you know, are kings of industry, like Apple, for example. Its economy is it's
larger than the Russia stock market.
It's larger than the Russia stock market. So these are the kings. The kings today that make war and decide about futures are kings of industry. And so we have to respond to them like nations. And when you have a nation rising inside your nation in America, you got to say, wait a minute, we are the ones that are in authority here. So we can literally break you up into smaller companies. And then you're no longer ruling the government. This happened with Bell South. As a matter of fact, I know we got to go to break. But listen, originally there was, you know, when things get invented, there's always this beginning point where it just grows. The people say, grow, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Well, the phone company was like that. You know, it grew, and Bell South was a real big company. It was one company. And they realized, this thing has gotten so big, we're going to need to break it up so that we, the country, are bigger than the company. And they broke it up and called Baby Bells. And so they broke up this huge company into small phone companies called Baby Bells, or smaller Baby Bell South. So they were autonomous, totally different. And then about 1990s or so, they got rid of that law and they let them come together again. Well, right now we have a brand new industry. You know, it's all, believe it or not, it's really new. Social media is new. And it's gotten bigger. 2 billion people on Facebook. You have, you know, 90% of all advertising worldwide, I believe, is done on Google. It's a big, but it's here because of America. It's here because of the Constitution. It's here because they had a free country to be able to build that in. And so we, as citizens of America, we have the ability to be able to say, okay, that's cool, but this needs to be kind of sliced up a little bit. And the government's talking about right now how we're going to respond to that. It'd be cool to be able to keep it. But the only way we can keep it, if we actually begin to say, you cannot rule our country.
No doubt.
You cannot rule our country. Listen, we're going to go to break. We'll come right back. After this break, we're going to go right into the details of saying specifically this particular mark. We don't want to take it. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Marguerite and Willard Beecher, writing many years ago, offered two insightful recommendations to parents. They said first that a parent needs to gain his or her freedom from the child so that the child can obtain his or her freedom from the parent. Second, they said that a parent should do nothing for a child that the child can profit from doing himself or herself. Now, there's great wisdom in those words. A newborn is, of course, completely helpless. That little guy lying in a bassinet can do nothing for himself. He doesn't roll over or hold his own bottle. He can't say please or thank you. And he doesn't apologize for getting you up 6 times in one night. In other words, you're in his servitude. But about 20 years later, he or she should have developed the skills and the self-discipline necessary for independent adult living. In other words, during the short course of childhood, an individual should progress from complete dependency to independency, from irresponsibility to responsibility. Now, how does that magical transformation take place? Well, it comes by preparing the child day by day for the eventual moment of release. The Beecher said that parents who continue their servitude as the child matures may be handicapping him or her for life. So a primary objective of parenthood is quite simply to work yourself out of a job.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Who would have ever thought the day would come when you got to make a choice? I remember at our very first internship, and if you hadn't signed up for an internship, we have internships available here at VFN TV, VFN KB. You can go to VFNKB.com to find out more details about that. But the first prophetic insight the Lord gave me to the interns at that point was that your generation, you're going to have to know the difference between a human being and a machine, the merger of the two, and it literally showed them a picture of a cyborg of the two. And of course, it was prophetic at the time, but now it's actually manifesting, and you have to make that decision. And human beings are flawed. How you know that it's the problems they're having with AI is, if it's too perfect, a human being knows there's not no flaws in there. So they're trying to create the flaws, and it's like, what's so beautiful about human beings is that we're not perfect, and that we have our little quirks. And some people are hockey fans. You know, it just happens. Some things just happen, right? No, but
I mean, I just found out that when you call, one of these long distance phone companies, and they put you on hold.
Yeah.
And they ask you questions, and you start hearing typewriting noise.
It's not.
I actually thought it was a person. I didn't know that was made.
Oh, that's so irritating.
We're dealing with computers all along.
Yeah, the worst sound you hear is. So. I want to encourage you right now. You have to wake up. You know, he says, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but you have to gain this knowledge. Secondly, you got to pay attention. You got to be willing to say, I mean, there's some significant reasons we didn't get a chance to talk about them, but, if you have somebody having seizures, they need something, maybe Alzheimer's, and that, can some of this technology be used in a positive way? They have said that the way you're going to run this particular thing, Elon says, is that you're going to run it on an app on your phone, and it'll be like a hearing aid stuck behind your ear. And basically, you would just run it off your phone, and this thing behind your ear connects to the chip in your brain. But that thing in your phone is connected to Silicon Valley, which is, Apple, and they can push a button. All of a sudden, everybody in America. And I remember, I can't share it with you right now because I don't have a lot of time, but God showed me there's a time coming where people are going to literally move around like robotic situations, not like this, but just kind of in a zone. I'm probably doing that right now. But I just want to encourage you. Listen, these days, God told us about them so that we could be aware of them. This means our Lord is coming back sooner than we thought. We need to be prepared for that. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can. You can say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. We shared our personal testimonies at meetmyfather.org. Listen, God did not send his son to make bad people good. He sent Jesus to make dead people alive. I was dead on my sins. When I called out to Jesus and I said, I want you to be the Lord of my life and accepted him as the Lord of my life, he made me alive. Yeah, I've got issues, but you know what? I was dead in my sins. And then he begins to direct you. He begins to lead you because he loves you. And he begins to change you. I never would have thought I'd be here talking to you today, but he knew this day was coming. So go to meetmyfather.org. And we shared a couple of our testimonies there where you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray for our audience. I pray inspiration over them and courage, Lord, and wisdom. You said this day calls for wisdom, great wisdom over our audience, Lord. We just ask for it in Jesus' name. And God, we just ask you right now to loose your angels right now to minister on their behalf and also over our audience and over technology, that you would watch over every aspect of it, Father God, to do warfare, to keep us on the air, to let everybody know. We just ask this in Jesus' name. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, Lord. Send revival. Send a third great awakening in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God. love others, and lead others to do the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John, one of my last jobs, you know, at the as a deputy sheriff was a school resource officer. It was called ESIL, which stands for Expanded Educational Agricultural Laboratory. I was like, okay. It's a farm, you know, with kids. It's like the last chance particular school they had in their district right there. There's a lot of different things going on, you know, different. I thought, you know, all these kids needed just somebody to be able to just kind of father them. And I had all these wrong ideas about how it was going to work. But, you know, one of the things that they did was they wanted to be able to have a golf tournament. It's called Best Ball Golf Tournament, where you have to get several of the teachers together to go out on a golf course to be able to play ball. And the best ball, based on my understanding of it, is that you have a group of people and each of you hit a ball in your group, and you have several groups playing each other, and whoever hits the best ball, you play off that ball. And of course, I know what a hook is and I know what a slice is, which is not what you want. And I didn't play golf. I kind of hacked at golf. You know what I'm saying? I was hacking at it. And these guys were merciless. It was just totally terrible. You know, I kept on trying to hit the ball, you know, in a certain direction, but it'd go in a total different direction. And finally, I was on a putting green and I thought, this is it. I am almost there. My ball lands and I'm going to knock it in. And finally, one of these teachers looks at me and says, just pick your ball up. I'm like, you know, I can't believe that. Of course, I didn't have the best ball at that point. But this is what happened. That's why I got to tell you why. This is so important. So we get back, and this particular teacher was one of the guys who worked with the students in the agricultural area. And so he had sort of like a shed, if you would, of where his some of his equipment was and his file cabinets. And there was this file cabinet, four-door file cabinet that has a metal rod that you slide down to lock the whole file cabinet up. So you have to raise it higher than the file cabinet and you're lowering it down. So it's the same day now. The same day the boy makes in front of my golf. He's out there fixing to lock up his file cabinet and he lifts that rod up to slide it down into the file cabinet and lightning, I'm telling you, lightning comes down and strikes that rod and comes right through him and goes right into the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
He's okay. It did erase his credit card, all the little magnetic strips on his credit cards. But he comes in, he's just shocked, obviously. His hair is kind of sticking out a little bit. But he's okay. Nothing happened to him physically. But he looked at me, total hair sticking out, you know, frazzled. And I looked at him and I said, don't ever make in front of my golf again.